I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Mark from Tree Studio. So in the last few episodes, we have talked about some popular wedding ceremony locations as well as photo locations. In this episode, we're gonna show you how to rock your wedding photography on your big day. So as we all know, wedding photography not only captures all the beauty, emotional moments of your big day, it lets you create those moments in the first place. This is because a professional wedding photographer in Melbourne would understand all you need for flawless scenes and candid photos that will always bring a smile on your face. But most of the times, I will see couples fight about how their wedding photos will turn out. They also have got a lot of questions on their wedding photography session. And I tell you what, it's totally normal, because most of us in the daily life would have no ideas about wedding day photography. But if you're a bride-to-be who is planning to get married soon and wants to know more about your wedding day photography, then hang in there with me as I will show you the complete guide on the wedding photography, including the timeline as well as what you need for those glorious wedding day photos. If you are planning an average Aussie wedding, there are pretty much four main steps for your wedding day photography. So the main four steps consist of the groom and the bride's preparation, their wedding ceremony, the wedding location, followed by the night celebration, which is the wedding reception. So being a wedding photographer based in Melbourne, my itinerary on most of the wedding days begins with taking groom getting ready photos. It always makes more sense to give the girls a bit more time to get prepared. Besides, this is a perfect period to catch the boys at their most natural and relaxed selves. And during the meeting that I met with the couple before their wedding, I would always tell the boys and girls to dress casual when I arrived at their place. So when I arrive on the wedding day, I can start with the candid shot with the boys and girls chilling with each other, having fun, and even pop a champagne. So when I arrive at the groom's place, I like to immediately take some scenery photos around the house, as well as some shots of the boys chilling out. After this, I usually will move to take detailed photos of the groom's accessories, which includes his suits, shoes, cufflinks, wedding band, pocket flower, wedding tie, watch, as well as invitation cards. Some grooms will even spoil the boys with groomsmen gifts, usually whiskey, a spirit flask, or cigars. These will make very nice photos for wedding day memories. And for most of the Aussie weddings, about 45 to 60 minutes should be sufficient for the groom's getting ready photography. I typically spend 5 to 10 minutes for groom's accessory shots and all the rest of time with the groom and his groomsmen to produce genuine wedding day photography for them. And after the accessory shots, I will tell the boys it's time to dress up. For the getting ready photos, a spacious room with French windows is usually ideal, as it creates an amazing natural sidelight for the portraits. I would ask the groom and his best man to stand beside the windows, where the best man can help the groom to put on his suit while they have some small talk. And after the boys are all dressed up, they can then help each other with their pocket flowers, ties, and pocket squares. And while this is all going on, I will try to keep a low profile. Sometimes they will make funny jokes or poke fun at each other, giving me the perfect opportunity to capture the golden moment. Once the groom is fully dressed, then it will be the time for his wedding portraits. After all, the groom should always have a memento to remember how much of a hunk he was on his wedding day. While we do some inside shots for the boys, the garden serves as a great backdrop for these wedding photos as well. Wherever there's a garden at the groom's place, I will usually bring them out for some outdoor shots as well. The garden serves as a great backdrop for these photos, while the man takes some natural walking shots, Godfather styles, with the glasses of whiskey in hand. Before I leave to the bride's house, I will normally reserve about 10 minutes for family photos. The groom then can stop help his parents to pin their pocket flowers, and his mom can fold the pocket square for her son. I love shooting this part because of the natural emotions that well out of everybody here. After that, we can then officially head to the bride's house for the girls getting ready shots. For the majority of the Melbourne weddings, I will usually head on to the bride's house immediately after this. But this can vary depending on the type of the weddings. For some traditional weddings in Melbourne, such as Lebanese and Turkish weddings, the groom and his guests will continue dancing in front of his house with loud drums for another 20 to 30 minutes. In a grand wedding, the groom and his groomsmen may jump on to the exotic cars, such as Ferraris and Lamborghinis in bold colors, and then drive them to the wedding venue. Moving along to the bride's getting ready photos, the bridal photography is often intense, but also this is where a lot of magic of the wedding photos that will show at. I will usually spend up to 1.5 hours taking the bride's getting ready shots. To save their time, one simple yet effective wedding tips that will give them before their wedding is to finish their makeup before I arrive on the wedding day. This is especially important when the bride has several bridesmaids. If the makeup is not finished before I arrive, the delay may squeeze the bride's getting ready photo time. Same as the boys, when I arrive at the bride's place, I will usually start with her accessories, including her wedding dress, her rings, as well as her flowers. And after the accessory shots, I will do a fun champagne shot for the bridal party. So just before the girls get dressed, it will be nice to have them relax a bit so we can take some photos of them having fun in their robes or pajamas. It doesn't hurt to get a bit champagne buzz on for these shots, as we want to see lots of funny moments. Sometimes the girls can get a little bit silly due to alcohol, and they will jump on the bed naturally and probably start a pillow fight with the bride. And this will be the perfect moment to capture some fun and candid pillow fighting shots. Before the bridal party starts to dress, I like to ask the bridesmaid to leave the last button on the bride's dress for the photos that will come on later. After everyone is dressed, I will then take some photos of the bridesmaid helping our bride to do the final button on her dress. And this makes up an authentic scene for wedding photos. To make the scene as candid as possible, each bridesmaid can be made to do different things. One can do the knots on the dress, while another fix up her train. The point is to get all the girls engaged with our bride. The bride's mom is the one who helps the bride wear her veil, and this is usually one of the most emotional moments, and the bridesmaids are responsible for helping our bride to wear her shoes. During the many weddings I've shot, some brides want to do the first look of the dad seeing them after their bridal preparation is done. This is another very emotional scene and often makes up for very memorable pictures. Usually we will let the dad wait outside while the bride is finishing up inside the room, and when she's ready, she will ask her dad to come in. And next up, we can move on to one of my favorite parts of wedding photography, which is the portrait shots for the bride. I like to use the natural light from the window to create a mood for the pictures. And the background is also very important to getting a great shot. It's always great to go with a light tone color, such as white or a darker hue. At the same time, greenery is also perfect for these photos. If a room has some indoor plants, they can be added into the background to provide a bit contrast in the image. Plants such as bird of paradise, monstera, fiddle leaf, and other bigger foliage plants can provide a sense of modernism and minimalism here. Once the preparation photos of the bride and grooms are done, it's time to head down to the wedding ceremony locations. Usually, the groom and his guests, as well as the wedding photographer, will arrive at the ceremony location about 30 minutes ahead of the bride. And this period is perfect for me to take photos of the decorations at the venue, including the arch, flowers, and stationeries. So while I'm roaming around the ceremony place shooting people's interactions, if there is a wedding videographer that I haven't worked with before, I will also take the opportunity to discuss our plans. Every wedding videographer has their own style for shooting weddings. As such, it's important to communicate on this beforehand so we are on the same page and not blocking each other's shots during important moments. The moment when the bride arrives at the wedding venue is also pretty important. After taking some candid photos of the groom and the guests, I will usually wait outside for the bride's car to arrive. The bride and her dad normally arrive at the wedding together, alongside with the bridesmaid. Although the bridesmaid will get off the car first, then the father of the bride will help his daughter out of the car as well, and I will be snapping away all through this period. And next up is one of the most magical moments of the wedding, with the bridal party walking down the aisle. Once the music starts playing, the party will walk in one by one. And when walking down the aisle, I will suggest that party walk slowly while keeping some distance between one another. This lets me take clear photos of each member of the party. Some couples choose to have their wedding ceremony unplugged. This means that all guests will be required to turn off their phones, and only the photographer and videographer will constantly taking photos and videos for the couples. An unplugged ceremony is a great way to prevent iPhones and iPads showing up in your wedding photos. After exchanging of the rings and vows, the wedding ceremony will be concluded with the first kiss. A professional celebrant would step back before announcing, "I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride." I would use high-speed shutter at this time to make sure I get several photos of the magical moment when the couples shares their first kiss as husband and wife. After the couples finish signing the register, they will then be walking down the aisle. And I love this part because the guests will throw flower petals or confetti sometimes over their heads, and this makes up for a lovely, colorful background that will turn up some gorgeous photos. But not all churches permit the throwing of petals or confetti. If the organization does not permit this, it may be possible to use bubble instead. Once the ceremony is over, it will be time for family photos. It's crucial to get everyone together to do this because they start wandering towards the food laden tables. I always advise that the couple prepare a wedding family photo list, as this will help save time for location photos later in the day. Organizing a big group photo is no easy task though, with the garden small, for the church has limited frontage space. It's always hard to capture all the family in just one photo, even using a wide-angle lens. So what I do is to find a high vantage point and let everyone squeeze in as much as possible. Often, finding a high vantage point means looking for a ladder to set on. Ideally, I will find a clean and natural background with lots of greenery for the shot. This should also be in the shade or avoid the harsh sunlight. After that, now this is where things really get exciting for a Melbourne wedding photographer like me. Location shots indicate the true skill of the wedding photographer you have hired, and if you have chosen well, you will see your money's worth in these shots. A professional wedding photographer will advise you four important factors that are crucial to successful location photos. It will be the time, location, weather, and the photography style. And one of the most often questions that I got asked by my couples is how much time should be reserved for the wedding location shot. I will usually advise that couples reserve at least 1 hour for the wedding location shoot. For some couples that may want to take photos at several locations in the city, even more time may need it to be reserved. And talking about the best time to have the wedding location shot, I would suggest you to avoid midday on a summer day. The harsh glare on the sun will create unflattering shadows on people's face. If you have a winter wedding in Melbourne instead, the ideal time will be between 3 to 4 p.m. as the sun will go down dramatically around 5 p.m. And personally, I love to do wedding location photos during the golden hours. The golden hours usually occurs around half an hour before the sunset. So at this time,
you're guaranteed the absolute best lighting for stunning Melbourne wedding photos. And for the wedding photos locations, and if possible, it's always a good idea to stage the location photo somewhere close to the ceremony venue. If your wedding photographer has used that wedding venue before, they can give you some tips on the best spots for this location around. There are quite a few delightful wedding photo locations in the Melbourne CBD as well. These include the Parliament House, Carlton Garden, Princess Pier, University of Melbourne, and many more. The weather on the day also affects the lighting for your wedding day photos. So for sunny days, the bridal party can take their photos in locations that provide shade, for instance the Parliament House or in a tree lane. And on a rainy day, you can prepare a number of clear umbrellas for the bridal party and take advantage to indulge some creative wedding photos. Alternatively, we can go somewhere that offers shelters. And talking about photography style, if you prefer a relaxed and stress-free photo shoot sessions, the candid style may suit you well. The photographer won't give you as many directions and you can spend more time having fun and enjoy your time being with the bridal party. And for luxury and classic weddings, the photographer can direct you on everything you need to achieve editorial style photos. And of course, you can get creative when doing your wedding location photos, such as using smoke bombs. But be careful though, the smoke bombs may dye color on your white dress, so it will be better to put the smoke bombs in a little container so it won't stain on anything. The smoke bombs can provide a colorful background for your wedding photo locations, and it's good to use in a more rustic settings, such as in country and on a lawn. And just after your ceremony or before your reception, and during that period, if you have got a wedding car with you, it's a good time to do a wedding car shot as well. You can park the car alongside the entrance or exit and have the bridal party standing in front of it and makes up to a good photos. And once the location shot is done, the bridal party can retire to the bridal suite for a short rest. This is also a good time for one of the bridesmaids to do a quick retouch for bride's makeup. Before the reception guests are seated, the photographer will usually take that period to capture detailed photos of the reception decorations, such as the interior design, flower arrangement, wedding dance floor, bridal table, as well as their cake. And sometimes when we got sufficient time before the reception starts, I will also take the couple inside venue for some photos within their spending settings. I will guide them to stand in the middle of the dance floor where the bridal party, wedding cake, and flower centerpieces become a great backdrop for the photos. And after taking photos of the reception settings, and when the guests are ready to take their seat, the wedding reception will announce the bridal party's entrance. And during the night, the wedding reception formalities will usually include the bridal party's entrance, cutting of the cake, first dance of the couple, speech, father and daughter dance, and toast boutique and gala, and followed by the end, which is the bride and groom exit the reception. And for the wedding photography, the most important part will be pretty much the bridal waltz. During the bridal waltz, I will usually use a wide angle lens to capture a wide shot of the couple dancing while the fireworks sparkle. I will shoot from a lower angle to make the scenes look even more luxurious and romantic. In the high point of the first dance, the fireworks will simultaneously follow the groom lifting the bride or having a dip. Some couples even prefer to have additional nighttime wedding photography during the reception breaks. This can be especially gorgeous for a rooftop wedding reception in the city. The couple can have a benefit of colorful city lights as a backdrop. Some receptions even have fairy tale festoon lights set up outside, and we can use this as ambient natural lighting for the nighttime wedding photography. Due to the fact that it's always pitch black outside at this time, I will sometimes use a remote light to provide some fill light. One of my favorite tricks for nighttime photography is to let the couple light up some sparklers and play with them. The warm and romantic light is often perfect for the nighttime Melbourne wedding photos. And at the end of the wedding reception, the bride and groom will say their farewells to everyone. For traditional Italian weddings, the The guests will form a big circle, and the couple will shake hands and hug each other. The guests can also make a tunnel with the bride and groom as they exit the venue. And that's it! With all the tips and tricks provided here, hopefully we have covered most of the questions you may wonder for your wedding day photography. But if you have got other questions on your wedding day photography, you can talk to one of our professional wedding photographers at Tree Studio. This is Mark from Tree Studio. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye!